the hell do you do if you belong to a tractor club?
Well, you take the tractors out and you go to the little parade. I ran into a tractor club. Where was I coming out of? It was around, well, town down around Hastings. There was the parade of tractors coming out of town.
Yeah, there a lot of small towns have them.
I'm bringing
the parades
out
of tractors.
Minneapolis Moline.
Yeah, the Minneapolis. We had a Minneapolis Moline. No, it wasn't. For those of us who actually spend time on a farm and 16 hours a day on one of those bastards, yeah, you'd never find me in a parade. But if they're going to blow one up somewhere, being front and center.
Now, do they laugh at you if you have a lawn tractor and try to join this club?
Yeah, you couldn't get in the club with the lawn tractor, Bob.
That'd be the greatest.
A biggie.
Wear a black leather jacket that says BRTC, Black Rebels Tractor Club. Cause trouble in town.
Right.
So they had a confusion over where it should end, and he just kept going?
I don't think there was confusion. They told him to stop, and he didn't do it.
Maybe he couldn't hear him over the noise of the tractor.
I mean, you do have to understand that this goofball instructor is not paying attention to the cop, not doing what the cop tells him to do. Now, does that mean the guy is off his rocker and could end up running over some little kid or something? Who knows?
I don't know, but sometimes... You know, they can take it too far, too, with the cops.
What do you mean?
Well, it's like a taser to an old guy just on an antique tractor? Come on.
Works for me.
I think in those small towns, they get worked up over, well, we're reading the story, for crying out loud. Both sides got worked up over where to end the parade in town.
Gross wanted to head directly to the town park for a tractor pull, like in previous years, but the police department had a different plan, which apparently was not communicated to the tractor drivers. Well, then that's the police department's fault. If they didn't tell them, that's going to be a problem. We're not going to do what we did the last several years, the last 10 decades. We're going to stop at a different place. Yeah, why didn't you tell the tractor drivers? Now, I'm more on Mr. Gross's side now. If they didn't tell them, that's a huge problem.
Well, couldn't they talk about it while he's driving the tractor? Like, hey, we're ending it. Well, maybe they did. No, we're going down to the park.
As a result, Gross encountered a Glen Rock officer attempting to direct the tractors along the regular parade route. Gross said he drove around the officer. The officer said he was struck by the tractor and injured his wrist. Well, he ran over. Now, everybody's a jackass in this situation,
yeah,
to tell you the truth.
So now he has a limp wrist?
Apparently.
It's a town of 2,700.
Could be a news guy on TV.
And who the hell can't get out of the way of a tractor?
Yeah, I
didn't see it coming.
Especially those antique ones.
I hear it.
I just want to ask again, because I got up this morning and watched the very early news. Is it necessary for every TV news anchor, except for a couple,
but
to be effeminate? I mean, it's just... I'm going to pretend I'm a TV news anchor. There's some grand funk coming up. The Rolling Stones will be heard this morning here at KQRS. Five-man electrical band, Tom Petty, the Beatles. I love the Beatles. They're coming up as well. We have a comic stopping in at 8:40, and we kick off the 192 album countdown immediately following the show at 9:20. You're going to love that because, Julie, did you see it? It's just fantastic. Journey now at KQRS.
The KQ92 Morning Show.
Minnesota's Classic Rock, KQ92, Journey, KQRS. It is 6:14 now, 14 minutes after 6, KQRS FM 92.5, Golden Valley, Minneapolis, St. Paul. The KQRS workforce payroll is giving a jolt to the Minnesota economy by paying $100 per hour just for listening to KQ at work. Apply now on our website at 92kqrs.com or fax in your application 612-623-9292. We start hiring every weekday morning right before 9. You hear your name in the air, call 989-ROCK or 989-ROLL within 9 minutes and 25 seconds. You're on the clock making $100 an hour plus bonuses just for having all your radios at work tuned to KQ92. In addition to the $100 an hour salary, every new KQ workforce member today picks up 4 passes plus a $50 bar tab for Rick Bronson's House of Comedy in the Mall of America. Plus, all new employees this week qualify for a trip for 2 to Las Vegas for our 11th annual morning show live broadcast at the legendary Golden Nugget. Right downtown on Fremont Street, of course. Presented by Grain Belt, some of our favorite people. Go to 92kqrs.com now for all the details, and we're giving that away today. Traffic information. Here's Terry Train, KQ.
This is brought to you by Morty's Automotive Com, your place to buy happy.
Thank you very much. KQ Weather brought to you by VillageChev.com. Sunny and 78 later on today. Tonight, clear and 57. Tomorrow, sunny and 79. Sunday, sunny and 80. The weather for the State Fair, again, the best ever. It's clear, 57, a beautiful full moon. Or is it near full moon now? Are we past the full moon?
Full moon was the 4th.
Okay, so that was today.
Oh, that is today. Oh, wow.
It is a spectacularly beautiful full moon.
It is.
Seems and brighter than ever.
I think it's Jupiter that's next to it. I'm pretty sure that big star.
Okay, I didn't notice that.
Oh, it's huge.
I'll check it out tomorrow.
Very neat.
I promise. Yeah, today, full moon, just beautiful. And beautiful weather to continue all weekend long. Move over State Fair Foods and Twinkies. Deep fried butter. Yes, I said deep fried butter is on its way. We have that. A dispute over crack leads to scalding and death. And we're right back with a plot to kill your own father. Yeah, baby.